Joining me today is Marnie Flock from Hartleaf. Marnie, it's so good to talk to you and welcome.
Thanks, Dion. First of all, thank you for having me here, and also a warm Hartleaf and Altavan List welcome to all the listeners listening in right now.
We always forget that it's part of the ONL group, of course, which is a huge organization, of course.
It's huge. It's huge. Taking into account that ONL has about 6,000 employees at the moment. We've been established for more than 100 years, We contribute, and I'm speaking under correction, to close to 13 or 14% of the country's GDP, eh?
I'm proud to say I do at least 1% of that with a beer that I buy, so that's a good thing. All right, let's talk about Hartleaf. Hartleaf is a company, yes, it's part of the ONL group now, but Hartleaf has been around for a very long time, and it has become synonymous with quality meat products.
That's very true, yes. So, first of all, to your first point, Hartleaf has been established for well over 75 years right now. We carry something that comes with its pride alone, and that is the Fleischermeister's pride.
Yeah.
It speaks to the niche of the product. It speaks to the quality of the product. That also translates to a proud Fleischermeister heritage and the Namibian heritage that goes along with that.
Now, of course, just for a quick translation, it's not just meat master. That's a direct translation. But in German terms, it actually means a lot more than that. It not only means a specialist, it means a highly studied person, a person who knows that product like nobody else.
That's true, yes. And obviously, we carry that in the sense of the same word that is coupled to the Fleischermeister's pride. That is the pride that comes along with it. Obviously, when you form part of not only Hartleaf, but also Altavan List as well, and you cater majority for the people of Namibia, we want to give the best possible quality product to the people of Namibia. And obviously, you want that discipline, that quality, that preciseness that goes into your product. Obviously, the money that goes along with it is a separate discussion, but we pride ourselves in that quality.
And the point is, it is consistent. If I buy, your Wiener Würstchen now is the same as Wiener Würstchen 2 weeks from now, different batch, but it tastes exactly the same high quality.
Exactly the same quality. We literally have every day, we have tastings going on in the labs itself, making sure that the quality is up to standard. All of our ingredients come from the same suppliers year on year end. So yes, that is basically what we pride ourselves in.
But now, it's an old company. 75 years is a good tradition, but there's also innovation sometimes. You guys have to come up with new things now and then, right?
Of course. Look, you don't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel every time, but it's also nice not to ride along with a jalopy that you get meters on a liter, but it's also nice to put the wheel on the Tesla, I'd like to say. We, in that same sense, I want to say we have an exceptional product that we have just launched into market that literally is, in my eyes respectively, the Tesla, the next step in innovation for Hartleaf and the meat industry in and around the world itself.
Now, to be honest, I'm a meat fan. I'm not a vegetarian. If I had to, I would, for example, never marry a vegetarian. I'd hate that person right from the start. I love meat. And when I saw the product, I thought to myself, hang on a second, let me go to the website, which I did, hartleaf.com, I think it is.
Correct.
And right on the front page, there's a whole bunch of new products. I thought to myself, hang on a second, it's all about lamb.
That's correct.
Tell me more about the lamb component here.
So one of the companies that also fall under Hartleaf is the Farmers Meat Market Abattoir in Marienthal.
Yes.
We pride ourselves in exceptional A-grade export quality, EU-certified and halal-certified lamb that we are not only supplying Namibia with, but South Africa as well, Botswana, Zambia, and Seychelles for that fact of a matter. And through that, we've realized that obviously we need to innovate our business strategies and align that to our core business, which is, of course, processed products.
Yes.
There is, at this moment in time, that a lot of farmers are not known or unknown to it, is the foot and mouth disease currently in Southern Africa. Yes. Obviously, it is not prevalent in Namibia because of the red line we have in place, but the availability of pork at the moment and quality pork at the moment is at an all-time low in all around Southern Africa, for that matter of being. We are currently also importing pork from Europe, from Germany, from Ireland, from Spain as well.
Wow.
So why not empower the farmers in and around Namibia itself, getting all of the raw products that we have coming from an export-rated abattoir.
Yeah.
And adjusting those raws to an already immaculate Fleischermeister recipe that we have on hand.
Okay, that makes total sense. I mean, it really does. And we know, of course, the South, the lamb here, it's incredible. It is regarded as top-notch. South African sheep farmers will very often prefer, if they could choose, to eat our lamb and our mutton, simply because it has a very unique taste.
And that's actually, now that you mentioned the unique taste, that's actually governed by law, that from agricultural law, is that we are not allowed to treat our lambs with hormones, with antibiotics. Yeah. They don't stand in feedlot, so you don't get a 26 or a 30 kg lamb.
Yeah.
What
and
you
of
get,
course, you don't get stuff like, you know, feeds that are not allowed.
Exactly.
And the stuff that they add biologicals overseas sometimes and all kinds of stuff to bulk up these animals.
Exactly.
Illegally, basically.
Exactly. Though the lamb that you get from farm to fork, from farmer's meat market, abattoir specifically speaking, is 100% grass-reared lamb.
Wow. And that's what you want, because that's what gives the South that specific taste. It's the grass that they eat. And
exactly.
The fact that they roam free, they're Namibian, they don't stand in small stalls and things. All right, so let's talk about directly what your new products are.
100%. So on that space, we have taken four of our best quality recipes that we have, more so the bratwurst, the Käsegrille, the bacon, and as well the Winczuk salami.
Yeah.
And we literally innovated that recipe to be 100% lamb-based.
Wow.
So the casing, the product inside itself, there is absolutely zero traces of pork in there.
Yeah,
everything from the meat itself to the fat trimmings, everything that you get is lamb. So what you're literally getting is if you're on the verge of getting a much leaner option, then obviously we have innovated ourselves and the existing products that we have, not only not to cannibalize on our existing products, but to offer the people of Namibia and, of course, all around Southern Africa and the world in itself, a much leaner and a much innovated taste profile that Heartleaf is geared and excels in producing and catering to the people.
Now, this will be interesting to see, because normally you associate pork with very many of those products specifically, but why not? Why not use an alternative that is as good quality, if not better, than what you had before? And now I'm really thinking to myself, oh, I've got to taste this, because I'd love to see what turns out.
Of course. Look, it all also comes down to the purpose of what Altavan List stands for, and that's creating a future and enhanced life.
Sure.
And it all comes down to, especially in these troubling times, especially with the drought we're facing at this moment, not only selling the raw product itself, but also innovating the streams of revenue to grow not only our footprint, but also to assist the farmers where needed. Because obviously they're in crunch time right now.
Yeah.
And that's also something we pride ourselves in doing.
Yeah, now you provide basically a offset gebied. Essentially, you give them an option of getting rid of their animals when they want to sell them on. You can give them that place that will purchase them.
Exactly. And also, coming from an accredited facility like Heartleaf itself, you can trust the facility, you can trust the production, you can trust the finished product. And obviously, this isn't a government secret that you would only be able to buy it at Heartleaf.
Yeah,
but we have already implemented the product, listed, and already on the shelves in a lot of the top-selling
outlets. I have seen some of them. And now, of course, I've got to get them, all four of them, because I'm going to have to try them, because I'm a big fan of all of those. I mean, Käsegrille, if there's no Käsegrille on the fire when we braai, there's a riot in my house. I'm telling you now, my kids, like, that's just, it's not on. So I'm really keen to see this, and I'm going to definitely give them a try. It's going to be different, but hey, you know, why always the same? Let's try something new.
Look, different courses for different horses, I say, but this is a proudly Namibian produced product, and obviously it's not only by Namibia, but also for Namibia.
Yeah.
My personal favorite that I've also treated my family and my friends with is obviously the lamb bacon. A lot of the people in South Africa have always known the mutton bacon.
Yes,
and the taste profile difference between the two is phenomenal. A tape measure wouldn't be long enough to measure the difference. And I mean, the fat rendered from regular pork bacon to lamb bacon, it's minimal. So it's so much healthier for you, especially for all those old bullies with the high blood pressure.
I know all about that, mate. I know all about that. I keep going, like, the doctor's always like, Mickey, cake what you eat. No. But it's great. And I think it's going to be a good thing. I'm looking forward to those rashes. So basically they are lamb rashes.
Not rashes. It's legit, like the streaky bacon.
Yeah, the streaky bacon cut, yeah?
Exactly. It's exactly the same profile, the same look and feel you get it. Yeah, it's just a different taste profile that comes along with it.
That's amazing. I'm definitely going to try it this weekend. I know of a spot already that has them. The Vormen Rock down the road from me actually does have them.
Yes.
They're proudly displayed there. So, yeah, I'll definitely be going there. I've actually had people looking at it. And they're almost like, you can almost see like the bit of a questioning look on the face. Going, hang on a second. If you talk about bacon, is it not pork? Well, and the lady actually put it in a basket. So I'm hoping she's going to be trying it soon. But I certainly am. Thanks so much. It sounds really good. And it's good to see innovation. I like it. I mean, that is what drives the food industry generally worldwide forward. The best chefs in the world are the innovative ones.
Exactly. And a lot of the time when people think innovation is coupled to price point or something like that, obviously it does come at a price. But it also comes down to what you stand for and what your company stands for. And I think the product that we have on offering right now is not only an immaculate tasting product, it's not only so much healthier as well, but regarding price point, it's so, so competitive. It's so affordable. And I think this is going to be the next step in the right direction for Hartleaf, Altava and List, and for Namibia as a collective as well.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, the proof is in the pudding. So I'm going to give it a try. We're going to taste it. And thanks for joining us. It's the voice, of course, of Marnie Flock from Hartleaf. And I believe you've just been all over the show where these products, I think, is available now, because you actually said to me that you were talking about Seychelles. Was it Seychelles, Mauritius?
Yes, yes. So I was basically for 10 days, I was out of country. I do a bit of export as well. Yeah, and we actually have our processed portfolio in Seychelles.
Wow.
As well as our lamb from Farmers Meat Market Abattoir. We did about 18 tons in peak season in December and January to Seychelles.
Yeah.
And then I also went for 4 days to Zambia as well.
Yeah.
We currently also have our lamb there, and we're on our way to get in our first order for processed meat as well.
We
very, very predominant in the Botswana scene as well.
Yeah.
And as well, we have a Hartleaf outlet in South Africa with two delis accompanying that as well. So our footprint is slowly but surely getting there, but slow is fast, fast is slow. We rather do the right things right and make sure everything that we approach is 100% in the bullseye.
Marnie Flock from Hartleaf. Hartleaf is going places, so is that lamb product. Looking forward to it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Dion. Thank you to all the listeners.